ba bu ba bu ba bum, ba bu ba bu ba bo, ba bu ba bu ba bo, ba bu ba.
Tell you something of importance.
Please, Wendy. Please,
we have a
do.
Facebook page. We are all about social media. Well, Jasmine does a great job with it.
Yeah.
But I look at it every
day.
Yeah. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And someone sent a Facebook message, said, Wendy, don't be offended by this, but you have a low speaking voice. So I thought this was you singing until it got to this part.
How about that?
The babu babu baboos.
Yeah, you couldn't reach a note like this, could you?
No, God, no.
No.
This woman had like a bunch of octaves. Minnie Riperton was the other one.
Who had, like, so she could get up very, very high. Minnie Riperton, Ima Sumac, the guy from A-ha, Pal from A-ha.
He has a name?
His name's Pal.
I don't like that. He has to change that. I know it's not his real name.
It
and
means
if it is,
friend. Doesn't it? I think it does.
This sounds like me.
This does sound like you. Wait, that part's not you?
No.
I always thought that part was you. How about that? That's
this
me
is
on the,
you.
On the Congo drum. I miss my Congo drum.
The A-ha guy is really Pal?
Pal something. Yeah, that's his first name. I don't know his last name. I just call him Pal.
Is he your pal or a pal?
He's both.
His name is Morton Harkett.
Oh, it is?
Pal?
Yeah, isn't there a guy in A-ha named Pal something? There isn't? I thought there was. I've been living a lie.
Paul?
Spelled traditionally? I thought there was a guy there named either P-A-L or P-A-A-L.
They're not P-A-U-L. Showing.
Just Paul? Wow.
I thought that sounded really ridiculous. I would have known that.
No wonder I've never been asked to be an MTV VJ. I'm giving out false music information. That's not what MTV means.
The lead guy is Morton Harkett.
Oh. Then I think the band I saw was not A-ha at all.
It was Ho-Ho.
Right. It was a tribute band called Ho-Ho. I got ripped off.
Guitarist. Oh. I stand corrected.
What's his name?
Hang on. Can I just tell you, though, I don't trust Wikipedia. I know,
Wendy,
I don't want to start the show off
wrong.
Whining.
Wikipedia is the most trusted source in journalism.
It's 100% not.
Come on.
No, people can change things. Like, you went in and changed the guy's name to Pal.
I wouldn't know how to do that. If you gave me $1,000 and said change something on Wikipedia, I'd go, well, keep your money because I don't know how to do it.
It's all right. Somebody says,
what?
It says founded by Paul Wachtar Savoy.
Yeah, Paul Wachtar Savoy.
Magne Verholmen.
No, you're just making up noises now.
And Morton Harkett.
Yeah.
Magne Verholmen is the keyboard and guitarist.
I graduated Magne Verholmen. Barely, but I did.
And somebody else listed Pal, but it says Paul everywhere.
I was always under the belief that there was a guy in that band named Pal.
It's Paul.
Really?
Yeah, because it's P-A-L with some umlaut or something over it.
An omelet?
I swear to God, sometimes I just want to give up talking. Is that your goal?
You know what? It is.
Because it's going to happen
You found
someday.
Me out. That is my goal.
Oh,
not
my
even
God.
Just not even professionally, but just in life. That's my one and only goal. You've exposed it.
Who comes up with omelet that quickly? Jeez.
I like omelets.
I do too.
I was thinking about omelets.
Paul Wachtar Savoy, born P A L, but there's
But what?
There's a thing over it, and I don't think it's an umlaut. No, I don't even know how to say umlaut. I don't know what it is, Bill.
Yeah?
But it says Paul.
Is it a dot, or what is it? Two dots?
I can't tell. I need.
It's just a smudge? Maybe there's a bug on your screen. Jasmine, bring in a tissue.
No. It's a little circle.
Oh. Oh, really?
It's not two dots like
so
in Motley Crue.
No, I wonder what that is. And what letter is it over?
The A.
Yeah? That's pronounced Pal.
Mm-mm.
I think it
Paul.
Is.
No, because it says Paul, born as...
That's just to appeal to less sophisticated viewers.
He doesn't go by Pal, so...
He doesn't? That's why he won't return my calls. I've wasted so many phone calls to that guy.
What is the little circle over a vowel?
Where are they from, Aha? Do you remember? Are they Norwegian? I think they are.
According to...
They must be Nor... I think I'm almost positive they're from Norway.
Yes, Oslo.
Yeah.
Boy, they're 57. They're older than us.
Yeah, they're in their late 50s now. But I wonder, like, how could that guy get his voice up that high? Did you ever see the Weezer version of Aha's Take On Me?
No, it's pretty similar, though, isn't it?
It's a tribute to the original. That was such a groundbreaking video of the guys, you know, because it was part live action, it was part animated, it went back and forth depending on the angle of the camera. They had those guys chasing him with a wrench for reasons I still don't know. There were like angry mechanics chasing him for some weird reason. So then the Weezer version is like an update on that, and it's really, really good.
I like Weezer.
Sounds
a lot.
Good. It looks good. It's easy to dance to. I give it a 10. Weezer has like a circle over the E in Weezer because they're from Norway. Did you know that?
No. I can't find one dot. I can only find an umlaut is two dots.
Yeah.
Or a...
It's a half umlaut, a half lot, it's called.
It's also called a diaresis.
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 Diaresis. Diaresis.
I thought that was Jasmine. I thought, why is she so angry? We don't know what part of the language that is. And she got mad at us, but that wasn't her.
No, it's I don't remember how to say
diaresis.
It. Diaresis. The diaresis and the umlaut are two homoglyphic.
Terry. Oh, Terry. Wow.
You
called
are
me my
getting...
wife's name. That was weird.
You never do that. I call Jim Bill, and Bill, I call
crazy.
You Jim sometimes. You have never,
I just blamed
honestly,
my wife for something
ever.
You said.
You have never done it.
I just blame my wife for something you said.
Good. It's about time.
That's going to be weird.
What is the little circle over a vowel? And it's I don't have any information. Somebody who's an
if
English major.
If I ever get on Wheel of Fortune, and I probably won't because I've never applied for it, but if they just pick people at random and they get me on there, I'm going to ask for a diaresis or an umlaut at some point just to see what happens. Just to see Pat Sajak angry.
That'll
I bet that
work.
Would steam him up.
It's called a ring.
A ring?
One circle over a vowel. It's called a ring, and it isn't actually considered...
I don't accept that.
...a diacritic, but part of the letter itself.
Diaresis, not diacritic. Did you say diacritic?
D-I-A, and then critic.
That's odd. That's not what they were saying in that pronunciation,
That was
key.
A different thing.
Oh.
What does the letter A with a circle over it mean? We may have
That's
solved the problem.
That's what we're trying
problem.
To figure out.
Okay. It is the A with a circle over it is a rationalized writing of the long A sound. So it wouldn't be pal, it would be
pal.
Pal. It's quite common in the Scandinavian language and is properly described as an A with a diacritical mark.
Can't they just say dot? Then we know
but
what
it's
they're
hollow.
Talking. Oh, there's nothing in there?
No, it's like an empty circle.
Oh, I didn't know that part.
It's like a full wheel of cheese.
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
Earlier, the sound was spelled as AA, like ah, but alphabet and spelling reforms in the late 1800s.
What a time that was. With all the spelling reforms.
A clue to its pronunciation is the A in all.
Oh.
So his name is Paul.
Paul. Like it should be.
God.
Hey, this is where we came in.
We spent 25 minutes.
We solved another mystery. The letter police.
Yeah, his name is not Pal.
But it's. But I think it was spelled, it was pronounced Paul, like people we know named Paul. Like your pick your favorite Paul, it's like that. But I think it was spelled, I think, on the CDs anyway, P-A-L or P-A-A-L, like Paz, like the Easter egg coloring people.
It's P A circle hollowed out circle
MCO PEMCO. That's how he used to say it until success came to him, and he ruined it. So we've decided it's Paul. It's
an A ring.
It's Paul. It's an A ring.
God, Wendy, just Google it. I was trying.
Would you be upset if one of your boys came home and said, Mom, I got an A-ring? Would that bother you? That would bother me. I'd have a sit-down with them right then and there. Boys, you're not from Oslo, Norway. Get rid of it now. I'm very stern. I'd be very, very stern about something like that.
Right.
I liked those guys. I thought those guys were great. Not just, I mean, everyone knows Take On Me.
That's the only thing I know.
I had, all right, so the album that Take On Me was on was a big hit, and I had that one. But then I bought their next one, and when I say albums, I mean CDs. And there was great stuff on there. It was
name a song.
Well, their other big hit was called The Sun Always Shines on TV.
And that was on the same record.
It was. Right.
The Sun Always Shines on TV. I don't know if I ever heard this.
That was, I think it cracked the top 40 maybe just barely. It was nowhere near as big as Take On Me, but it was still good.
Take On Me was great because in the days of, that was one of the first videos, wasn't it?
Yes.
And it was cartoony and it was just so cool.
Yeah, because it was like a black and white charcoal-y looking. Did you ever hear this?
I did like these guys.
Sun always shines. Take it, Wendy. On TV. That's me. That's me singing. How can it be? Close to me. This has a nice sound to it, right?
I don't remember this song.
You never heard this?
No.
Does the chorus kick in a little?
Yeah. It's gonna drum up in a second.
He's still cartoony. He goes from human to cartoon. He does. I'm watching the video.
See, now it jumps. If you're driving and this comes on, Wendy, you got to go 80. You have to go at least 80.
And with the wind blowing, it's going to blow your members only, Jay.
Yeah, it did. It did.
I swear I don't really remember this.
No?
Is there any vocals coming in here?
Yeah. Yeah.
A cutie.
Morton.
Yeah, I don't remember this song.
No?
Mm-mm.
Huh. But all the stuff on their CD has, it's not always as, like, this is very electrified. Some of the stuff is a little more subtle, but it's all good. I mean, really, I thought they had some good stuff going. They were no Duran Duran, but they were good.
Duran Duran was pretty good.
Love Duran Duran. Love those guys.
That album came out in 1985. Take On Me. And MTV, we got it like in 1982. So that was pretty early on. I think 81 was the first year of MTV.
Yeah, right around there.
The Cars were very prominent in videos there. You might think was really good. Tom Petty's Don't Come Around Here No More was really great, where he was like Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah. A lot of Robert Palmer.
Yeah. Oh, with the hot girls
with
their hair slicked back.
Yes.
And the red lips.
Yes. Yes. Quite a bit of Madonna.
Oh, totally. That's when I started wearing lace fingerless gloves.
Yeah.
Cyndi Lauper, of course.
Cyndi Lauper, of course. A lot of U2 early on.
Do you know this? You Are the One from their second album.
But I wasn't a fan of this one. I knew when to draw the aha line.
Jasmine, are you laughing at us?
I think they sold out by this. Why, Jazz? What's wrong?
Bill, your singing, it was.
Well, that was amazing.
And also very scary.
Thank you. Thanks.
I'm guilty of singing too much. I don't want. Is it Ellen that does it or does she dance?
She
dances. Who's the one who sings all the time? Because I don't want to be known as that person.
Oh.
But I like to sing along.
Yeah.
You never do.
No.
And that was impressive.
Well, when you put on Norway people, that makes me need to sing. Anyone from Oslo, I'm going to sing along, you know. I've always been that way.
The A with the ring over it, the A ring is pronounced all or in the middle vowels in caught. So it would be Paul.
Oh, Paul.
Hey, Pally.
Can we get King Oscar from the Sardine Company on? Because I'd like to do a duet with him.
Sure.
He's, I believe he's from Oslo also.
Does he sing?
I think he does. Don't sardines just make you want to sing when you have one?
Have you ever had one?
Yeah.
When I was little, my grandmother had them, and it's like, hey, do you want to try a sardine? I think my grandfather, actually. And I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll try it. And it was like just in olive oil, and it wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It just was.
Yeah.
But an anchovy is 100 times worse.
See, now I kind of grew to like them. My dad would get them all the time, not just for pizza, but he'd put them on salads and stuff, and he'd give me a couple of them, and I kind of liked them. But then I built up this aversion to salt, and they're really, really salty.
It is really salty. And anchovies have little hairs on it, and they tickle your tongue.
Celia.
Actually, okay, don't call me Celia.
You're breaking my heart.
Cecilia.
Oh, I knew it was somebody.
My Auntie Celia used to have that, too, the sardines. But we Italians did more of the sardines than the anchovies in my family. I guess anchovies are Greek and Italian.
I don't know why my dad started eating them.
And it didn't tickle. These hairs were like spikes. It was like a really weird...
Which is it, sardines or is it anchovies, where the more they put in a can, the more money they make because the olive oil to store them is more expensive than the food itself? I remember hearing that years ago, that they always try to pack in a lot of them because the olive oil is the expensive element in that in that particular serving.
I would guess it's sardines because the expression is, you know, they're packed in like
sardines. Yeah, right.
Because it was just kind of like, you know... Very, they used the space very well, and they were just like next to each other going, hey, move over!
Right, the talking sardines, which were so popular for a while.
And smelt, my grandfather used to get too. He'd get them from the neighbor, and he would bread them and fry them. And they were actually pretty good.
I would suggest a more palatable name.
Yeah.
Because food shouldn't smell. It sounds like, something smells bad.
The fish who smelt it.
Right. Why can't they put somebody on the marketing department of smelt and call it something a little friendlier? Wouldn't that be better? But I used to love, I mean, really, they're pretty good.
They are pretty good.
Need a better name.
I'm with you.
Yeah?
I'm with you on that.
All right. Ryan Burrell will stop by in a moment. He'll give you the news, and there's more of us.
Bill, someone has texted us. We were talking about the band A-ha.
Yes.
And not only are they fun to listen to and invoke huge emotion out of you where
sure
you
do.
Actually sang.
Can't help myself.
A-ha apparently has a Guinness World Record for largest paying audience of nearly $200,000 in Rio, Brazil. And then it says, take that, Jagger.
Yeah.
630.
Absolutely. I'd pay double that.
So they are in the Guinness Book of World Records.
They deserve it. They're very, very talented.
What, are we having an 80s house party? Or is it not? It's 80s.
Yeah, this would be the 80s. This, of course, Wendy, the hit Love is Reason by A-ha.
Are you going to sing it?
No, I don't want to offend anybody.
How is that offending anyone but yourself?
I don't want to offend the guy who actually sang it in A-ha, because then he'd realize he's replaceable.
Bill, I don't think there's an A-ha like cover band anywhere. I bet you they're still touring.
Do you think they are?
Weren't they just at Ravinia with the 80s night thing?
Were they really?
Thinks they're a cover band, but they're not. They're the real band.
That's not nice.
You sound just like them. Well, we are
A-ha. No, but you do sound like them because we are them. Is why.
Let's check out their official.
See where they're playing. I'll go see them.
South Africa. Dublin, Ireland, Belfast, Glasgow, Leeds, London, Brighton, Amsterdam.
It's quite a tour.
But not 115 Bourbon Street?
No, they're not.
Not at Dirty Nellie's?
Paris.
Joe's on Wheat Street?
Exactly, Joe's on Wheat Street, no.
Nothing? Harrigan Ballroom?
Soldier Field?
I really got to go.
Woodfield Mall?
With Tiffany.
Speaking of Woodfield Mall.
Yeah.
Ryan Burrow did something extremely courageous.
Is it courageous or stupid?
What is it, Ryan? Is it courageous or stupid?
Well, it depends on if you ask me or my wife. My wife says it's stupid.
Did you have to clear it? Now, before, we should say what you did, but my question is, did you somehow say to your wife, I'm about to do something incredibly dangerous?
What do you think?
My wife is a teacher, so she's off. She's off for the summer. Oh. And I told her this is happening. I told her she could, and she agreed to. She's terrified of heights, by the way. Yeah. Should we explain?
Yeah, say what it is.
All right, so Habitat for Humanity had an event. This is the North Fox River chapter of Habitat for Humanity, where you could rappel down the side of a 21-story building in Schaumburg.
Yeah.
And they invited the media to come out, so I went out. Lauren Lapko went out. I did not see any other media people out there, but
no one
Lauren
else did
I,
it but the two of you?
Just the two of us, and both Lauren and I went down the side of this building. My wife did bring the kids to watch me plunge to my death. Did not happen. It's funny because I actually took a picture of the waiver agreement that I had to sign before I went up there. And one of the initial things I had initial was that my family would not sue them if things did not turn out.
But in reality,
you still could.
You could still sue them.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't be up to
me.
It
would have been negligence.
So.
Right. You wouldn't have reaped any of the benefits.
Out of my hands.
So you scaled down or rappelled, as you in the building falling world say. You went down a building that was 17 stories?
21 stories. And it's weird because this is the Cannon building. So anyone who's familiar with the Woodfield area, you've got the streets of Woodfield, which is where the movie theater is and kind of that. I know there's a Dick's Sporting Goods at the end of it. Now, if you go across Higgins, there's one of those tall buildings. It's the Cannon building.
Yeah.
We're on the backside. So we're in like this business park.
Right.
But we went up to the roof after we signed our life away and got all equipment up and did a little training thing, but nothing quite prepares you for stepping out on the ledge.
Because your whole body's telling you to not do it.
Exactly.
You've spent your life not doing this.
Exactly.
And now all of a sudden you're doing this.
Yeah, just turn off your brain and step out.
Wow.
And the scariest part is when they tell you at the beginning, okay, you're all locked in, you're fine. We just want you to kind of squat and like lean like you're sitting down. You're like, that's not how
off the edge of a building.
Off the edge of a building because and facing with your back to the open air.
Yeah.
And you're like, that's not how it's supposed to happen because then you fall and die. And he said, nope. So you're holding onto the rope with dear life, even though you're all strapped in. And then they said, okay, we need you to take your hands off the rope and put them out.
No, don't
do
that.
And I did that. And they're like, see, you're strapped in. I'm like, okay.
Oh, man. But so how many times during this procedure did you say to yourself, I shouldn't do this. This isn't.
Let's just say I had to control my breathing
did
when
you?
I got up there. Yeah. Roy was the guy who trained us and who got us started. He is from Palatine and he does this all around the country.
Yeah.
And they set it up and really the best, coolest, awesome guys, best equipment, and really they had no fear, no sweat while I'm panicking. You
have
know,
they ever, well, this is probably a question you wouldn't have asked, but I'd want to know, have you lost anybody?
I don't think they would have been there if they had lost.
Right,
somebody.
Yeah, you'll lose your license probably.
I talked to the woman from Habitat, and she said we had to hire Roy and his team because they're the best.
Oh,
and so,
that's assuring.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
Where's the video posted?
WGNradio.com. It was there the weekend. Over the weekend, we've had a lot of shows that have pushed it down maybe a little bit. But
I wonder if anyone has ever gone up with the intention of doing it. And then once you're up there and you look over, you just go, I can't do this.
I was almost that guy. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lauren Lapka, by the way, completely fearless. She wore the GoPro. So when you do finally see that video, she strapped it to her helmet.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about the building itself is it's like reflective glass. So it's like a mirror. You knew the people inside could see us coming down.
Yeah, right.
We couldn't see them. All I could see behind me was Woodfield Mall.
What if you wet your pants while you were going down? Because I bet that happens.
Right. You want to bring a spare pair just in case. Wow. Well, I'm so proud of you. I swear to you, I know I couldn't have done it. There's no way.
I was still shaking on the, you know how they always say like once you get out there and once you start doing it, it's gonna be no. I was halfway down. I was still like, this is terrifying.
In Costa Rica 3 years ago, one of my daughters and my wife and I ziplined, but it's what they call a super zipline because it's like twice the size. It's up way high.
Okay.
And on every one, there's eight different, I don't know what they call them. They're not jumps, but there's eight different platforms that you climb and then ride to the next one. On every single one of them, I'm going, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I'm afraid of heights. I don't like speed. What's in this for me?
Did you enjoy it?
I did. I had a really good time and I would do it again, But it was a very strange day.
Yeah.
And on a couple of them, they say, hey, on two out of the last three, they go, these are the ones that people get a little nervous on. If anyone doesn't want to do it, fine. And then I look around and everyone else is doing it. It's like, I can't be the only guy who says no.
Sure.
So
sure.
I had to do it. But you know that thing? I guess a lot of people get it in a roller coaster where as it's going up the hill, in your head, you do an inventory going, what's the reason that I'm here?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's me.
Figure this out.
I don't like it.
No?
When you're dangling and you start going down and you realize it actually pitches in.
Right.
This isn't good.
Yeah. This isn't good. Yeah. So you would do something like this again if the opportunity came?
I don't know. This was a great cause. So she told me that the woman who's in charge for Habitat said to do that. And there were people who did it on Saturday because that was the charity event was on Saturday. The Friday we did it was the media day. And each person who did it had to raise $1,000.
Oh.
$1,000 to do it. Oh. And she told me they got 50 people to do it.
Oh.
And she said that it cost, by hiring Roy and getting everything that they needed to set up, about $40,000. So they made, Habitat made about $10,000 in that.
All right.
And, yeah.
That's in the plus column.
Sure.
That's
sure.
All right.
Sure.
So. Wendy, are you signing up for the service?
No, I'm watching Ryan just rappelling down the building.
There was no screaming. There was no crying.
There might have been some soft, gentle weeping,
yeah.
But nobody heard it.
But yeah. Once you were going down, wasn't the hardest part stepping off? I mean, once you were going down,
the hardest
you still
part
pretty
was
good.
Stepping off. No, I still, in my mind, thought this rope is going to give and I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Like you just, because there's nothing holding you up except for the seat of your pants, which you're strapped into. You're
right.
Like, this thing's going to give. I've seen enough cartoons. I know how this is going to work. As long as I don't look down, I'll stay
then
floating.
You're fine.
Yeah, or there'll exactly. be a giant piano above you that will come.
The anvil will drop, you know. And
this is some of it. Keep watching it. Lauren Lampka looks like it's just she's goofing around.
I know.
On a swing set.
And here I am, like, scared for my life.
You look very confident in this.
I think that's Lauren.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is. It's Lauren.
But well, I just think the first step would be the one like, oh, no. And then as you get closer to the ground, you're like, I can do this.
When he's like, step over the apparatus and lean over the edge. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. So
somebody has texted Ryan's story about rappelling down the building sounds more exciting than the flying Walendas walking on a tightrope in Times Square yesterday.
That when they did it here in Chicago,
yeah.
Did you guys see any of it when he was here in Chicago?
Yep.
My heart started racing. When I saw them get on that tightrope here in Chicago, I'm like, I'm going to watch them die.
Yeah.
I'm going to see someone
it
die
seemed,
here.
There was then, no net or anything.
No, and they're going over the river. And
I remember
going
that.
Between the twin buildings over there. And then when you saw them get about 40 feet out, they're like, oh, pfft. They're like cats out there. You know what I mean? It's like I was so nervous when they first stepped out, and then I saw them do it. I'm like, they got this.
And now there were nets at Times Square, weren't there?
There were for this one.
Why?
The Chicago one didn't.
Why all of a sudden do you need nets?
I think that was probably the only way New York would agree to it, because honestly, one wrong move during that, and there's no rebound from that. You die.
In Chicago, you just fall in the water, right?
Yeah, but you'd still die.
Yeah, probably.
I think so.
Why does Chicago say it's your?
Well, and it wasn't Nick, right? Nick did ours, but this wasn't.
This was a different Walenda.
This wasn't Nick. Yeah.
Right.
Wally
Walenda.
I'm proud. If I picked the same thing you were going to say,
that?
I am very proud
How
of myself.
That? A couple of times in my life, I've considered skydiving, and I always think this. That I would pay for it, I would get up in the plane, and that move of, okay, now it's time, jump, that my legs just wouldn't move.
Fetal position crying.
Yeah, that would be me the whole
time
up there.
Yeah.
And they can't push you out.
Push you out.
You'd sign an agreement beforehand, and you'd shake, and you'd video. And listen,
right.
If I say no, you have my permission, you know, to just kick me out.
Right.
But they won't do it.
I know Vic did it with, he went up with
Vic
the Golden
Vaughn?
Knights, right?
Did
yeah.
He?
Oh, yeah,
he went out and jumped out of the plane. But he's an ex-military guy, so that was fun for him. But you're strapped to someone.
Yeah.
You know, they don't leave it.
Bill's an ex-Plastic Army guy.
Yeah, I had Plastic Army, and I did a year with the Cub Scouts, so.
It's true.
Wouldn't be the hardest transition for me at all. Wow. That's crazy. Really quickly, I wanted to talk about this. I've had this experience a couple times, and yesterday was one of the experiences. It was my niece's graduation party yesterday.
Oh.
She graduated from college, and they had the party.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm very proud of her.
College?
From Loyola.
Loyola, heard of it.
Wait. I'm wrong. DePaul.
I'm
thinking
of
a different route.
Same difference.
Same thing. So, DePaul. So, the party was held at my dad's house. It's the house that I grew up in.
Okay.
So at some point, I said to my wife, hey, there's a couple of neighbors on the block that I haven't seen in years. Just take a walk over with me. I want to just say hello, see how they're doing.
And they're still there that you know of?
Nearly everybody who grew up on the block that was the block when I was there, almost everybody
only
has left.
Only you broke away.
My dad still lives in the house that I grew up in. Our next door neighbor still lives in that house. And then parents of one of my best friends lives all the way at the end of the block.
Okay.
Our house, this is the reason I tell you this. Our house is in the middle of the block. My friend Dan's house is all the way on the end. When I was a kid, I would never, ever, ever walk from my house to Dan's house. I would only take a bike or have my mom drive me.
Your mom actually drove you?
Yes. It's a half a block. So in my head, if you said, how many seconds, if you were walking, would it take to get from your front door to that front door? I'd say, oh, it's got to be 8 minutes, maybe 9 or 10 minutes, right? 40 seconds.
I was just going to say 45 seconds.
40 seconds.
Yeah.
And I said to Terry, I go, I don't know what's going on. How did we get here so fast? And she goes, what are you talking about? And I go, from our house to this, it was less than a minute. She goes, well, yeah, it's a half a block
like
away.
Like four or five houses, right?
Seven houses.
Oh, that's almost...
But it seems,
that's almost right. 50 seconds.
So the only other time I've had that experience was I went back to the apartment that I grew up in before this house when I was really little. And if somebody said, how many, we lived on the second floor, how many stairs from the ground level up to your level? I'd go 35 or 40. Answer is 12, by the way. I counted.
Oh, really?
It's 12.
But you were little.
Well, that's the point is when you're a kid. Because the only other time it happened was I went back to my grade school at some point.
And everything's tiny.
Everything was so small.
Yeah. And even your teachers are tiny.
I said to the principal, I go, did you guys do something to the hallways? You've made them smaller somehow. And she laughed and she goes, everybody who comes back says that same thing.
Yeah.
Why is it so small now? It wasn't that small when I went to school here. Isn't that weird, though? The stairway, the block, the school. In your head, it's one thing, but when you revisit it, it's completely different.
I can't get over you getting a ride. I could see riding the bike because a lot of times, you know, a bike just made life so much easier.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Part of it is, I think because I walk so much now, walking's not a big deal. But back when I was a kid, you only walked if somebody stole your bike or if you were being punished or something like that.
Yeah,
you didn't just voluntarily walk.
No, well, you took your bike. But if you weren't taking your bike, I can't believe your mom actually drove you.
The idea of walking from our house to Dan's house or that way, it's like, I'm not just going to waste all that time walking. 40 seconds.
Pogo stick?
I would pogo stick it.
Dan's house?
Well, one of my friends had a scooter. Like, if he had to go anywhere in the town, you always saw him on a scooter. Always.
I loved pogo sticking.
What's wrong with us?
God, you're bringing me back to a time when I could actually do it. Now, if I tried, I'd get one jump.
I don't remember the last time I even saw a pogo stick. Is that still, they still exist?
I don't know. Some
big with clowns.
They may have gone the way of jarts. I don't know.
Clowns for a long time, Wendy, were keeping the pogo industry alive. It was just
that
clowns.
And unicycles.
That's it. Did you see the Toys R Us news?
No.
They're coming back.
It's a happy day.
Toys R Us is coming back.
Boy.
Where?
Oh, boy.
Just a handful. They're trying to decide. They hope to have two of them open. I know that's like, there used to be 1,300 of them, and now there's two, and you're excited? Yes. They hope to have at least two of them open by the end of the year, and then next year, they said somewhere between 8 and 9 more, so a total of 10 or 11 of them.
I have one word for you.
Yes.
Sears. Remember, they closed and came back, and they had a grand opening, and now they're all closed again. Well, I hope it works.
Do they have the intellectual rights? I assume it's not the same management company, right? I mean, this is
it's
a company.
It's one of the guys that used to be high up in their structure.
So do they have Jeffrey? Are they bringing back the
Richard everything? Berry, a former
Richard
Toys R Us executive who is now CEO of new entity True Kids Inc., has been pitching his vision to reincarnate the chain to toy makers, including at an industry conference this week.
You get the name, the ironic name, right? True Kids. Do you know why?
Mm-mm. No.
True, T-R-U, Toys R Us. Toys R Us Kids, those upper old commercials.
Okay.
I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Yeah, I'm a Toys R Us kid. Want me to do it like the guys from...
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, what is the good business model for that store? Because obviously there's a reason Toys R Us did not succeed.
Right.
Now, do you put them in giant major urban centers like downtown Chicago and make it this kind of place you can go and visit, but no one actually buys anything there because
the
it's more of a destination?
The one that was in downtown Chicago did horribly,
yeah.
But the one that was in downtown New York in Times Square did fantastic business.
Yeah.
So I don't know why.
That's like a tourist destination.
Right.
And you go in there and you look at the stuff and see it's cool, but
and
are
then
you really
going to
buy stuff? Yeah. Whereas right. if you start putting them in all the suburbs and
right.
are people going to shop there like they weren't doing when Toys R Us first went
You out? Know what I have to tell you what is going to suck is if you want a toy, Amazon's making it so it's the next day, sometimes that night.
I know.
So if Toys R Us can keep up with that,
right.
then it That's would be worth it and keep their prices down
yeah.
because if it's cheaper than, you know, everybody says, oh, Amazon's such a great deal. If Toys R Us is such a good deal,
yeah.
you'll drive out to the suburban store to actually pick it up and get it in your hand that minute.
But there's also something, unless kids don't have this appreciation, but remember when you were a kid and you would go there, you were in a giant toy box. You could just walk around and just play with all the toys and see what was what. You can't do that on Amazon. It's
no.
just pictures.
No, the one thing, too, and this is what we saw with Sears, is you need to lock down your exclusive brands.
Yes.
What separates you from
yes.
everyone else? Well, I can only get this toy or this brand from
Here.
Toys R Us. So
right.
maybe they've got some kind of rights to some...
Exclusives and stuff.
Exactly.
Maybe, maybe. Ryan, thanks for hanging out
yep.
and not
thanks
falling off
living.
The building.
We're
thrilled that you didn't fall off the building. Wendy and I will say goodbye next.
All right. Well, tomorrow, I wonder whom Bill will sing like.
We'll
Today
find
it was
out.
Aha.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow will be,
Wendy, I'm considering.
Thomas Dolby.
I might do a little Thomas Dolby.
You should sing
Science!
Do
That's
some
a preview.
Stones in honor of the Stones, since I'm not going to pull the trigger and buy tickets to go see them.
I don't want to steal
it.
Their thunder. I may do a concert in the park later tonight. I'm trying to decide.
Of what? Of just aha tune? Just one?
Yeah. Just haha stuff. Yeah. All right. That's it for the show, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Give us another chance tomorrow. That sounded like I was conceding, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, don't. Just join us again tomorrow.
Join us again
that?
Tomorrow for more fun. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.